Kitty was about almost 30 years away from church before one day, out of the blue, she decided she would come back. She went to Mass the following Sunday, she told me afterwards, and she was very disappointed that at first it seemed to mean so little to her. The readings went right over her head, she said. The consecration did not stir any emotion as she expected it might. But after the Our Father, when the priest said, "The peace of the Lord be with you always," she felt a tremendous, deep peace. And in a flash, her life seemed to pass before her, her two broken marriages especially. And yet the peace never for a moment left her. And she said that it was that moment that changed her life forever after. She realized in that instant that she was hungry for God, and that for 30 years she had stifled that hunger. Another story came back to me yesterday as I read the Gospel of a man whose two sons I taught when I worked in Carlisle. The two boys were 15 and 13 when the mother died. The father was a miner working in the mines in Workington. I'll tell you how long ago it was. And the mother was a teacher. And some months later he told me, rather shyly, that in the weeks following his wife's death, he took to going to Mass daily on his way to work. And for about 10 days after the funeral, at the moment of consecration, he felt as if two arms were holding him and comforting him. He said he hadn't dared to say a word to anybody, and he was very shy about telling me. And he told me that it was the feeling of being held that enabled him to keep going and to look after his two sons. In the Gospel we've just heard, Jesus offers himself to his followers as the bread that comes down from heaven, the bread that satisfies our deepest hunger. And the Eucharist we're taking part in this morning, in the little piece of bread that is offered to us, is at once the same for all of us. Yet it is meant to satisfy the needs of each one, needs that are very different. God wants us to feel that our own individual needs are taken care of when we receive the bread of life today. We return here week after week. We come here because we are hungry for God and because we know that the other bread is not enough for us. There are times when what goes on at Mass passes over our heads. There are times when we wish we were somewhere else. There are times when a string of worries won't go away and we are totally distracted. No matter. Sometimes we have to be content with the act of faith that brings us here. It is, isn't it, a kind of public acknowledgement of our need for God and for his people. And in coming here, we are declaring that we need Jesus, the bread of life, to sustain us. And when Jesus gives himself to us today, it is a sign that he fully accepts us, just as we are. And it is only when we know that we are fully accepted that we can give ourselves to others, give themselves the strength that we have received, and give without expecting anything in return. Only when you know yourself as fully accepted and loved by God can you give yourself gratuitously to others. And Jesus, in giving himself to you this morning, is telling you that you are fully received by him, that you are loved unconditionally, and that knowing that you are loved and held by Jesus not only satisfies your hunger and enables you to continue your journey, but also enables you to be there for others as Jesus is there for you. Knowing that your needs are being provided for by the one who loves you unconditionally makes you able to attend to the needs of others. The love that you receive from Jesus when he comes to you this morning is enough for you and it is enough for all those who come to draw strength from you during this coming week. The bread that we receive is meant to be shared, and there is enough in what you receive here to go a long way among the people you meet this week who are needing the bread that lasts forever. We are grateful, Lord. Now make us generous. We are nourished, Lord. Now we will nourish in return. And we will be bread for each other. The bread of encouragement. The bread of life.